Barrhead. The future looks bright for the town of Barrhead. That is what Mayor Dave McKenzie told the Barrhead leader before the new year. Of course, that is what one might expect Barrhead's mayor to say, but he added that the proof is in the pudding. All one has to look at is the construction of the new Home Hardware and the Dairy Queen, he said. Those are good indicators of the viability and sustainability of a community. Companies do not spend that kind of money and construct these kinds of businesses if they don't see a future in the community. They would not invest in it, so when you see developments like that, you can tell that Barrhead is seen as a growing, healthy community. One worth investing in. One of the reasons why he is so optimistic is because of the hard work council, town staff and residents have done over the past year. And one of the highlights which showcased that for McKenzie was the completion of Phase 1 of the town's all-wheel park, as it involved the efforts of everyone from council, town staff to community groups such as Barrhead Cares along with the future users of the facility. Phase 1, the concrete portion of the park, was completed just before the first snowfall of the year that did not melt in late October. It's been a long time coming, and it's been on council's mind even longer, he said. Council announced the park's go-ahead in June 2021 when they unveiled a survey created by Barrhead Cares to engage youth and other potential users of the facility on what features they would like to see in the park. It's quite a process. First, you have to decide on the right location, zone the land and then engage the community to learn exactly what type of facility users would like to see, McKenzie said. Making things more difficult, he said, was that parks and recreation staff were trying to conduct public engagement pieces in the latter stages of COVID and public health restrictions. However, McKenzie said he is glad the town found creative ways to engage the future users of the park. In the spring, work on the amenities surrounding the all-wheel park will begin, such as the installation of bathrooms, benches and chairs and the construction of the previously mentioned bicycle skills park, which will also include several walking trails going into the ravine area. McKenzie noted there is a possibility that some of the trails could connect to the Blue Heron Trail system. On the topic of the Blue Heron Trail system, he also noted that the town plans to add a new observation deck near the location of the old boardwalk, which the municipality removed due to safety concerns in 2019. Construction of the new observation deck should begin in the spring. Another highlight for McKenzie was the work communication staff have been working on in creating and updating their Better in Barrhead website to increase tourism, especially from the Greater Edmonton region. And I think you can start to see the benefits of that, he said. There seems to be an increased interest and attendance at many of our community events. McKenzie also pointed to the creation of the town's first Pride Crosswalk as an event that created positive attention for the community. It was a wonderful event that had a light and easy atmosphere, and from council's perspective, it was all about the community being inclusive, be it for the LGBTQ community, different cultures, religious backgrounds, just everything, he said. We want people to come to Barrhead and feel that they are included and will not be looked down upon for whatever reason. And for the people who participated and watched the event, and with the vast majority of the community, the Pride Crosswalk was about showing that inclusivity. In the same vein, McKenzie believed the Treaty 6 flag-raising ceremony in May was another way not only to make the community more aware of the long-standing history that we have with our Indigenous peoples but to show again the community's inclusivity and celebrate the different cultures that are a big part of Barrhead. He also noted that it is this inclusivity that has helped the community, along with the efforts of the Barrhead Physician and Medical Professional Retention and Attraction Committee, secure several family doctors, all of which have come from outside the country. McKenzie noted it wasn't all that long ago when the community only had 5 doctors. But in recent months, they have added 3 family doctors, with one more, an OB, GYN, obstetrics and gynecology expected to arrive in the new year. It is important that we, as a community, try to understand the cultures of people from different countries and backgrounds, many like these doctors who have talents and skills that are much needed, and help them knit into the community, he said. Because if they feel welcomed and that their culture is valued, it will help them knit into the community. Odds are that they will want to stay for a while. Barry Curtin, townandcountrytoday.com.